The SDLP MLA, Nicola Mallon, with us today. What should Northern Ireland, the Northern public, be reading out of this, Nicola?
Well, they should be deeply disappointed, I think, at minimum. On the day when we have figures emerging that our health service here is consistently failing to meet key waiting time targets, when we're told that there are 12,000 patients here waiting on operations, there should be looking to a government to transform the health service to try and fix it. And what they're actually being told today, instead of being reassured, is that we're hurtling down the track towards direct route. And I think that you're right, Stephen. Negotiations.
Let's just dip in and listen, Nicola. One second to what Mr. Brookins is saying now.
The starts to come down, and the lights of the runway start to become very clear in the sort of headlight in the hinterland ahead. And therefore, you know, we can't go on much longer from where we are. That I say reluctantly. I'm not going at this stage to be specific or prescriptive because I want to see if we can set that budget. And we set the budget and whether there is still the prospects of an executive to be formed. But time is marching on. And I'm not going to pretend otherwise.
Months, years, are we going to be in the same place in a year's time? You're going to be back here?
I honestly don't think it can't be in that sort of timescale. I'm not going to be prescriptive because I want to consider options carefully if we get to the point of having to set a budget. But I'm very clear for the need for public sector reform, the need for decisions over key projects and programmes, that there is a need for political decision-making in Northern Ireland in whatever form, and that we can't see this this current situation extending for much longer.
Connor.
Thanks, Jerry.
Nicola Mallon.
Good to see you, Secretary of State.
Good to see you as well.
Jonathan.
Nicola Mallon.
Stephen, people, I think, because this has trundled on for so long, 10 months without a government, I think people think this will sort itself out. It'll be all right, deal or no deal. But the truth is, no deal comes at a huge price. And the price that's paid, that will be paid, will be picked up by patients, by elderly people waiting on care packages and school children. So I hope that the DUP and Sinn Féin send representatives onto your show today and onto the media, because while negotiations should take place in private, there comes a point when the public deserve to know the truth. They deserve to know exactly what are the stumbling blocks, what are the critical issues that are stopping a government from being formed.
Some people are asking us this morning, does this mean water charges could be coming to Northern Ireland? Does this mean that an English minister could be changing all of the decisions that locally elected politicians made?
Well, if direct route comes in, what we know will happen is that we will have English ministers taking decisions that affect the daily lives of the people here. And those ministers aren't accountable to the electorate here in Northern Ireland. So I think that political parties, the DUP and Sinn Féin, they need to put their cards on the table. We were told progress was being made on critical issues, was it? And this is not just to satisfy the questions of the SDLP or any other party. This is about saying to the public, you are going to have to pay this price, because we could not make enough progress on the following issues.
Okay.
And let the public decide, Stephen, who was being responsible and who was being reasonable and who was not.